Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP Studios, this is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Happy Friday, everyone. Michelle Mortensen here, and welcome to the big, big show. I bet you're wondering right out the gate, Michelle, are you going to be covering CPAC for us today, giving us all the juicy details, all of the speeches? No, I am not going to be covering Republican Comic-Con. Yes, I just called it that, Republican Comic-Con, because that's really what it is. It's a bunch of like young adults and middle-aged adults heading to a convention to go meet all their favorite politicians and hear them speak. No, that is Comic-Con. It's like the same people running to go see Doctor Who and Spock at a freaking Comic-Con event. So no, I'm not covering it. But I'm sure on Monday I will, because we all know former President Trump is going to be speaking on Sunday, making some announcements, and I'm sure it will be big news on Monday. So we will be covering it then. So you may be asking, Michelle, what are you going to entertain us with then today? What are you going to bring to us today? Oh, so much about all that is going on with immigration, Cuomo, canceling Mr. Potato Head, and so much more. So get ready. It's going to be a good show. All right. First, let's talk a little bit about immigration. If you haven't heard, we're on the verge of some big problems at the border, because there has been a surge, an absolute surge of people coming across the border. And you know who's really been coming across? Children. That's right. Unaccompanied minors. Now, I just want you to think for one hot second. Do you think there's a whole bunch of teens in Guatemala or El Salvador who are just saying, gosh, my parents suck. They never let me stay on Facebook late enough at night, and they took away my Snapchat. So you know what? I'm going to go and hightail it to America. No, we don't have a bunch of unaccompanied minors just running here across the border. These kids are being trafficked through coyotes. Unaccompanied minors are not taking 1,000-mile treks to come to the New World. No, these kids are being trafficked. And we are seeing a huge, huge, huge number of kids at the border. So much so that the Biden administration just didn't know what to do with itself and decided it had to reopen all those horrible cages that Donald Trump used, and they're using them too, but they're just hoping you won't notice. Now, we're going to go over some of the news that has broken about this over the past couple of days. First, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, my favorite circle back girl, she was asked a question by a reporter about, you know, all these unaccompanied children. Listen to this exchange.
Parents should not be sending their kids north.
Absolutely not. This is not the time to come. We have not had the time to put in place an immigration system, an immigration policy. We don't have the processing we need at the border. Obviously, we're continuing to struggle with facilities to ensure that we're abiding by COVID protocols. So this is definitely not the time to come.
Now, they did not have the traditional.
Now, I got to tell you, that's a very, 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 very interesting soundbite, isn't it? Super interesting soundbite. Do you want to know why? Because she basically said, no, don't send your kids here. We don't have immigration reform. We don't have the facilities. We don't have anything. We're not ready to go. Then why, Biden administration? Then why, Jen Psaki? Why wasn't there a follow-up question there? Then why did you tell everyone that you believe in open borders and we're not going to deport anybody and everyone can come here and we want everyone to come with us? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? And how many parents do you know who are just sitting there going, you know what? We live in really, really crappy circumstances. I'm going to send my child hundreds of miles north up alone so that hopefully they land with a family member somewhere in America. No parent, no responsible parent is doing that. It doesn't matter if I'm living in Detroit, if I'm living in Oakland, if I'm living in Chicago, if I'm living in a place that's got really dire situations, there's nothing that me as a mom is going to tell my kids, my 6 and 9 year old kid, you know what, kids, here's a backpack. Go look for Texas. Go look for safer land. Go look for a safer home. That's not freaking happening. We have a giant surge of unaccompanied minors who are being sex trafficked or trafficked for drugs because the Biden administration said, screw everything Trump did. Tear down that wall. We won't deport you. Come here. We don't care. And then you have no place to put them. So you put them in cages. Do you want to know what these cages look like? I have a picture. I have a picture. We're going to show it to you here right now. Nope, that's not the picture of the cages. That's a picture of, fine, we'll talk about that since you pulled it up. Here's the picture of Donald Trump. Remember how the media responded with Donald Trump? They said he's putting kids in cages. He's separating the kids at the border. Look at that. Time magazine did that little, you know, cover and it got all the news. Look, evil, evil Trump. When you see in real life, the little girl's right there with her mom. She was never separated. But he's putting them in these little, they're in these things that are look like cages. They're not really cages. They almost look like trailers. It looks like we don't have the picture available for you. But they're almost like little trailers. They're tiny little shipping container boxes. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. And it was horrible, horrible, horrible when Donald Trump did it. In fact, I want to play you, I'll do it, Spencer. I want to play for you how Biden and Harris on the campaign trail, how outraged and disgusted they were that Trump would dare put these kids in trailers.
I don't believe we're a nation that thinks it's okay to put kids in cages on the border.
You're no longer going to have kids in cages and separated from the parents.
They've been putting babies in cages in the border and calling that border security when what it is a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government.
Oh, see that? See that right there? They were just appalled the kids were in cages. Kamala Harris says it's a human rights abuse. Yet their administration is doing the exact same thing. Like there's no difference. There's no difference at all. It's exactly the same. No different. The exact same facilities. Nothing changed. Media is just not covering it. You know, and I got to give big props to my girl AOC. I don't like her. Don't agree with anything she says most of the time, but sometimes she's got some real gems. And here she goes. She had a tweet earlier this week saying, this is not okay, never has been okay, never will be okay, no matter the administration or party. I have the respect for her that I have for like Rand Paul and that I appreciate people who are true to their belief systems and they don't waffle and fly in the wind like they're a gas station, you know, blow up balloon. If you thought it was wrong before, you should think it's wrong now. But see, this is the double standard. This is the hypocrisy of the Biden-Harris administration. They don't care. They don't care what double standards they live by. Their whole goal was just undo everything devil Trump did. Without any plan in place. Without any plan in place whatsoever. Because what the left actually does is huge virtue signaling. The left basically is just here to say, we do everything right. We're so humane and moral. And everybody on the right is a white supremacist. That's all their talking point is. That's all their talking point is. To the point that even now here in the U.S. and other parts of the country, we're doing insane, insane things. Over in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot made the decision that she's going to make Chicago a welcoming city so that every single person who's an illegal immigrant can come here and just be completely safe. Take a listen.
A welcoming city means being a city that embraces people equally with open arms, where no one has to fear being their authentic self, walking down the street, doing business, earning a living, and taking care of their family. A truly welcoming city means we have to walk the walk and protect everyone's due process rights.
I'm confused. So being a welcoming city means that you can commit crimes and do things illegally and never pay a price for it. That's welcoming because we need to be our true, authentic selves. No, that is not what a welcoming city means. See, when you just get rid of all law and order, That's a problem. Now, you may be saying, Michelle, give me more on this. We're not in Chicago. What the heck does it mean to be a welcoming city? It basically means the police can't arrest anyone who's an illegal immigrant, and they can't help anyone with ICE. So you know what? You could be an illegal immigrant. You could be a just fine person, fine individual. You're never committing any crime whatsoever. Nobody even knows that you're there. Yay! Who cares? But if you're an illegal immigrant who's creating crimes, well, they won't prosecute you. Nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Just like all the kids and all the adults who are coming across the border right now illegally, they're getting COVID shots. Do you know those kids in cages? They're also going to school. My God, American children can't go to school because we're just too scared of COVID. It's insane. Illinois is an insane state, by the way. Absolutely, absolutely insane state. Almost as insane as Oakland. Let me tell you about Oakland first. Earlier this week in Oakland, over in Chinatown, a Chinatown businessman actually stopped a robbery happening right outside his business because he fired his personal handgun. He stopped a robbery right there in Chinatown. You think that we would be like, yay, American hero. We love this. No, no, no. Oakland PD arrested him. No, 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 no. I know what you're thinking. They didn't arrest the criminal. No, they didn't arrest the guy who committed the robbery. They arrested the business owner who stopped it because he shot his gun. The Oakland Police Department said, our message really is that we don't want to see our business owners or others arming themselves. We would really prefer them just to be good witnesses. Give us the observation and share that information. So what they really said is, oh, don't get your gun. No, don't stop a crime. But whip out your phone and do a Facebook Live, why don't ya? And film the crime happening rather than stopping it. I mean, should you expect anything less? Because over in Illinois, this story's really going to get you goat. Over in Illinois, they got rid of cash bail. No more cash bail. First state in the union, get rid of cash bail. I know most of you have never committed a crime and you've never covered crime. So you're like, Michelle, what actually is bail? Well, bail works when a defendant is basically released and they give a certain amount of money and then they have to come back for their court date. And if they come back for their court date, they kind of get that money back, right? So it's a way to make sure that people come to the courts. Well, they got rid of that completely because they say, those liberal, virtue signaling liberals say that bail is a tax on the poor. Because poor people commit crimes, and it's just not fair. They say that it disproportionately affects people of color. Well, let me tell you a story. A story about a woman. Let's show her picture. That woman right there. She lives in Gillette, Illinois. Her name's Cassandra Miller. And one day, about a year and a half ago, her estranged husband, that dude right there, broke back into their house. He was supposed to be in court at the time. He was supposed to be in court, but he was let go without having to pay bond. So he didn't have to go to court. And he came in and he beat the living crap out of her. You saw that in the picture. Then he went and beat the living crap out of his daughter, who was going upstairs to try to save that little boy right there. That 18-month little boy. That 18-month-old little boy who he then went into his bedroom and shot him in the head 10 times in his crib. That woman, she went to the governor. She pleaded with the governor. She told her story to the governor and said, please don't get rid of cash bail. Please don't get rid of it because it puts criminals out on the street and it doesn't give them any incentive to go to court and get their money back. It is ruining lives. And the governor looked her in the eye and said, I will do anything to make sure that we never have another Colton. Today would have been Colton's 3-year-old birthday. He would have turned 3 today. But because we let a jerk off without having to pay his bond or bail, he instead killed that sweet boy. And the governor of Illinois said, I will do anything. I will do anything, Cassandra, to make sure this happens. And she said, don't get rid of cash bail. But he had to virtue signal. He had to tell the world, oh, I'm woke. I'm down. How many more crimes are we going to allow to have happen? Are we going to keep just defunding the police? Get rid of the police. Get rid of bail. Don't prosecute people for crimes. Let people come into this country illegally, and let's award them for coming in illegally. But American citizens, my God, if you say the wrong thing on Facebook, it's over. Christians, no, don't you dare go to church in the midst of COVID. No, no. Criminals, go ahead and burn cities down. That's the world we live in today. And it better sober you up, and it better make you realize that if we don't start speaking up, we are going to get destroyed, my friends. Because wokeism is destroying America. We talked about this last week. If the country of France knows that American wokeism is destroying our country and destroying our future, then you better wake up to it too. And you don't wake up by going to Republican Comic Con. I got to hear Ted Cruz. You wake up and you change things by using your voice and getting louder. And when cancel culture pushes back, you push back too and say, I will not be silenced. My voice will be heard. It's when you choose truth as your foundation over wokeism and what's popular. Now, let me tell you, we're going to see a lot of hypocrisy from politicians right now. In fact, we're seeing it before our very eyes because get this, the media has been silent. It is the sound of silence and it is deafening. Because one of the most famous governors in the country has been accused of sexual assault. He's been accused of killing people during COVID and trying to cover it up, and no one's mentioning a word. We will be right back after this commercial break, after we listen to Simon and Garfunkel sing The Sound of Silence. So apropos, I know. And I will tell you the disaster that is Cuomo and the disaster it is as to why the media is refusing to cover it. We'll be right back.
No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know.
Did you know Geico could save you hundreds on car insurance and a whole lot more? So what are you waiting for? Hip-hop group tag team to help you plan dessert?
French vanilla, rocky road, chocolate peanut butter cookie dough. Scoop this, scoop this, scoop this, scoop this, scoop. Shaka-laka, 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 shaka, scoop. Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka.
Geico. Switch today and see all the ways you could save.
Look, I'm you.
Jake from State Farm. You couldn't find a stand that looked anything like me?
Have you seen mine?
It's like looking in a mirror, right?
Now that one makes sense.
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on. Is that Drake?
That's right. Drake from State Farm.
Like a good neighbor. Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you're up for it, you know where to find us.
Oh the most perfect song ever to talk about my favorite person, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news about Andy? Oh, I love Andy. He's got a real poker face. Evidently, he's got the affinity for strip poker, and he likes to ask his employees and subordinates to play strip poker with him. Yes, earlier this week, Lindsay Boylan, a former aide of Governor Cuomo, wrote an essay on Medium where she gave us all the dirty details of how that dirty dog right there really likes to put himself on women, for sure. He says, she claims he asked her to play strip poker, that he would kiss her when she didn't want to be kissed, that when he would do tours of his office, he would be like, hey, check out my cigar box that Bill Clinton gave me, wink, wink. That is nasty. Okay, that right there, that Bill Clinton joke, the cigar box, like, hey, Bill Clinton, a dirty dog for giving people cigar boxes, that'd be gross. And then Cuomo acting like, woo, let me show it off. That's even grosser, okay? That is sick, 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 sick stuff. And where I'm so confused, and I'm sure you're with me here on how confusing this all is that the media has been silent on this scandal. The day the story broke, the big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, oh yeah, they didn't cover it at all. CNN was finally like, maybe we have to cover this. So yesterday they were like, whoop, let's do a VO, awesome 39 seconds. But they're ignoring it. They're ignoring it. Do you know who else is ignoring it? I know this is going to shock you. Woo, your mind's going to be blown. You're going to be like, no way, Michelle. I don't believe you. But all the Democrats, every single Democrat, all of the ones who were outraged about Kavanaugh, all of the ones who believed that Dr. Blasey Ford could remember a sexual assault that allegedly happened at a high school party that she couldn't recall, they all believed her. But Lindsay Boylan, sure, 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 we'll give her a pass. In fact, I'm going to play a little video for you right now. We'll watch it together.
Only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. Guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford. I believe the survivor.
I believe her. Many, many, many Americans believe her. Many, many women in America who have been taken advantage of certainly believe her.
I believe her because she's telling the truth.
Maybe this country is a lot more racist and sexist than we thought.
These white...
Well, there you go. I guess it doesn't want to play anymore, so we'll just quit playing it. But they just went on and on and on. It was Kamala Harris. It was Hillary Clinton. It was AOC. They all believed Dr. Blasey Ford. But now not one of them can comment on poor Lindsay Boylan. Because see, when a Democrat is accused of sexual misconduct, everyone's like, oop, oop, didn't see it. Didn't see it. Not sure that happened. Nope, nope, nope. Can't, nothing to see here. Now, someone in the White House press corps actually decided to ask Jen Psaki, my favorite circleback girl, what she thought. Because, of course, you know, the Biden administration, they said that Cuomo was the gold standard of governors. Gold standard. Of course he is. Sexual assaulting, nursing home killing, governor that he is. And this is what Jen had to say. You're going to love it.
Let me first say that the president has been consistent in his position. When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced. And any allegations should be reviewed.
Oh, that's very interesting. Because see, when one of Joe Biden's former interns came up and said, hey, 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 he sexually assaulted me too. Everyone said, well, let's go ask Joe Biden. Joe Biden, did it happen? Joe Biden said, no, no, I think she's confused. And all the Democrats said, good enough for me. No investigation necessary. This is a double standard. This is hypocrisy. Like, there's no other way to paint it. There is no other way to paint it. Here's where it gets just really nauseating. Cuomo is such an arrogant, elitist bleep bleep. You know what I really want to call him. That on the day that this sexual assault allegation dropped, he cracked this joke.
This is about trust. I'm going to be doing the vaccination.
I am a certified vaccinator by the state of New York. I took a 20-minute course yesterday. I get to select the part of the anatomy where I do the vaccine. You'll be surprised, or maybe not, when you see the part of the anatomy that I pick.
What? He just said that he's going to get the vaccines and he's going to choose what part of the anatomy. Gosh, I wonder which one. And everybody just like, ha ha ha, that charming little kidster. I want to play a fun game with you right now. This is going to be so much fun. I love this game. All right. Imagine Donald Trump told that joke. Okay. Hold on. Imagine a former employee of Donald Trump's came forward and said he sexually assaulted her. What? Oh my God. This is so good. Okay. Imagine if thousands of people's deaths were directly tied to a decision that Donald Trump made. Ah! There would be wall-to-wall coverage. Like more wall-to-wall coverage than we saw during Tiger Woods' accident. I still don't know why that was wall-to-wall. More coverage than the white Bronco back in 1995. More coverage than any of that. Oh, but it's Cuomo. We get a pass. Now, just in case you just aren't watching my shows or what you need to know right now or any of the newscasts that I do on a regular basis, and you're like, Michelle, how did he kill people? Well, he covered up. He made a decision, Governor Cuomo, in the height of COVID, to put nursing home patients who had COVID back in nursing homes, so that COVID spread like wildfire and killed people unnecessarily. He made that decision instead of using the hospital ships that Trump gave him or using any resources that the White House was giving people. And if you don't think this is personal, this man has refused to apologize for it. He blamed COVID on freaking God and said it's not his fault. Well, I wonder if this woman who lost her father in a nursing home feels the same way. Listen to her story.
We talked on April 15th. We had a great conversation, about 40 minutes on the phone. Sadly, 2 days later, I get a frantic phone call from the nursing home. Your dad's not right. We found him on the floor with 79% oxygen. We're going to have to rush him to the hospital. Now, my hands were tied. I couldn't go to the nursing home. I couldn't speak for him. I couldn't go in an ambulance. I couldn't go anywhere. They rushed him to the hospital with every sign of the virus. He had almost 104 fever, difficulty breathing. The hospital stated that he had the chest x-ray, the lungs of a COVID patient. That same night, at that time, they did a rapid test. Rapid had to wait 2 days because that was in the height of the pandemic. They sent him back that same night with 104 fever to his regular floor in the nursing home. And when I questioned, why would you put him in his regular unit? He definitely has the virus. They said, we're sorry, we don't know what we're treating him for. Clearly he had the virus. 2 days later, they put him on a COVID floor. A couple hours later, he needs to come here. They gave me 15 minutes to say goodbye, and I couldn't do nothing. I had to go in PPE and watch my father humble to his death. And I had to walk out those doors knowing that I couldn't save my father.
But please, by all means, ignore that woman's story or the 15,000 other people who lost loved ones in nursing homes in New York due to COVID. Just ignore all of that, mainstream media. Ignore all of it. All of it. Because their stories don't matter. Because the only time the mainstream media is outraged anymore is when it's involved with a Republican, because they gave wall-to-wall coverage for freaking Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz being an idiot and going to Cancun. Man, they exposed his wife's text messages. They were outraged. How can a Republican be so tone deaf? But you know what? They'll let their tap little Democrat kill people, sexually assault people, and none of it matters. This, my friends, is why people distrust the mainstream media. This is why. Right now, they say, according to Gallup, 86% of Americans believe media outlets lean one way or another politically. Do you know what? I started in TV news in 1999. I've spent upwards of 20 years in television news. I've worked for all the big guys, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, done it all. I have 8 Emmys. I worked in mainstream media. I can tell you right now, without a shadow of a doubt, yes, there is implicit bias. in every single story. And the majority of the bias is toward the left. And when you have a media that refuses to cover the truth, when you have a media that refuses to be skeptical, when you have a media that refuses to challenge everything that politicians give them, you have a media that is completely ineffective. It's why I left traditional TV news. Because it's disgusting the way they behave. Oh, but don't you dare come and watch this show. Don't you dare go to YouTube to find some news, because they're trying to cancel all that. Because we're only supposed to trust ABC and CNN. Because obviously Chris Cuomo knows what he's talking about. I'm always reminded of this picture. Let's pull up this picture from CNN a year ago. Fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting. Because always when there's a raging inferno behind you, it's peaceful. Nothing says peaceful like raging infernos. Oh, but that was okay because it was about racism. That was okay because it's virtue signaling. That was okay because it was woke. The truth is out there. You're just not getting the truth anymore. And they are asking you to not use even common sense or logic anymore. Just eat up what they're telling you, because obviously it's true. And you wonder why we have anarchy in the streets. You wonder why we have anarchy going up in the Northwest in Seattle. You wonder why we have anarchy everywhere right now. It's because you're allowing it. You say, Michelle, it's not me, it's CNN. No, no, no. You're allowing it when you stay silent. You're allowing it when you don't invest in things like Grabit TV, free information, free from censorship platforms. And you go, but I just like Facebook so much better. We have to act. And we're going to talk to somebody who's doing a lot of acting and a lot of great reporting on a lot of the topics that go unnoticed. He is going to be my guest right after this quick commercial break. So don't go anywhere. We're going to rock out to some Clash music, and then we're going to do a really in-depth interview on what's been going on in Seattle. What's going on with all the anarchy? What's going on with all the craziness right now in our world? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Traditional TV is dead. YouTube sucks. You can't make any money there. And Netflix and Hulu are expensive. Plus, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are always censoring the voices you want to hear. So what's the solution? Grab it TV. It's TV how you want it, when you want it. Just find a show and grab it. Watch when you want. Free to watch, free from censorship. Want to watch now? Go to grabit.com. Want a show on Grabit? Go to grabit.com. Grabit TV. It's the future of TV.
Let's make lots of money. You've got the brawn, I've got the brains. Let's make lots of
With Allstate, drivers who switched saved over $700. Saving is easy when you're in good hands. Allstate, click or call to switch today.
Showing my age here, but I miss a little Nirvana. I'll miss MTV Unplugged. This is the second week in a row that I've given Dave Grohl shout-outs. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going back to all my 90s angst, I tell ya. The reason I picked that song in particular is because our next guest is one of the amazing reporters over at thepostmillennial.com. His name is Ari Hoffman. He is based in Seattle. He's been covering everything going on in Seattle, and I really wanted to learn a little bit more about the unrest that we've been seeing there. So, Ari, thank you so much for joining us here today. So glad to have you here on the show.
My absolute pleasure. I think you picked the wrong song, though, because I think now everybody in Seattle has a gun. A lot has changed since that song came out.
Yes, that is very true. I probably did pick the wrong song. It was really more me just wanting to play MTV Unplugged. Before we get into all the details of Seattle, I did want to talk to you about an article you wrote that just dropped It was absolutely amazing. A California school board member on a Zoom call that everybody and their brother can see called reopening schools the equivalent of slavery and white supremacy. What in the world?
Well, I think when you look at the video, that says everything, not her comments, but the reaction of everybody else. Everybody's so afraid of being labeled a racist or being canceled that nobody responded and said, hey, crazy person, that's insane what you just said. Nobody reacted. Nobody did anything. They just awkwardly sat there and said, well, you can abstain if you want to. You don't have to vote in this vote. And I mean, that was probably the right answer. I probably wouldn't have had that reaction. But that just shows how scared everybody is of being canceled these days.
Well, and what was awkward, because I watched the video on your Twitter, and when she said you can abstain, she got kind of offended that she was like, don't talk down to me. It was a very weird, weird encounter. But I love that's what Postmillennial does. You're exposing these things because so many stories, these stories never make the mainstream media ever.
No, they don't want to cover it at all. They don't want to talk about it. And meanwhile, those are the kind of stories that get the most amount of hits, which means that the audience wants to hear about it. The audience wants to talk about it. The audience wants to know what's going on because they're afraid of being canceled too. Or they want to look at the insanity and say, what are these people up to now? But really, when a person makes the comments like she did, it really shows she actually has no leg to stand on. It's just, oh, if I throw these out, I might get my way.
Yeah. Now, I noticed you also posted a news story today. It was that's on Postmillennial. You didn't write it, but it's one of the stories that you shared. And it said Seattle police are told not to arrest anyone for drug possession right now. So the impression, one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show is one of the impressions I am getting from the reports that I see from you and others is that Seattle has become a place of complete and total anarchy. You cannot get arrested for anything, and you can do whatever the heck you want, burn stuff down, do drugs in the middle of the street, kill people. No one's going to come after you. What the heck is going on in Seattle?
You know, I moved here from New York, so I have a frame of reference with regard to that. And I moved here to get away from that kind of stuff. And New York was on the upswing back then. Giuliani was mayor. Things were going well. And I came out here because it's nice. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. Came out here for the real estate boom. Oh, have things have changed. I've been here for almost 18 years now. And basically what happened was socialists took over the Democrat Party, communists took over the Democrat Party. And I don't say that like, oh, they're a communist because they're a Democrat. No, these people are self-declared communists. And what happens is they brought their supporters to Democrat meetings, took over the party, got that D next to their names. And then they know that the tech people out here will vote for anybody who has a D next to their name. So Donald Trump got 8% of Seattle's vote, 8%. So they know that that D means that they win. And that's how they took control of the city because nobody was paying attention. And then by doing so, they passed all their progressive, which I call them regressive policies. So what happened yesterday was an activist judge. There was a case where a woman got arrested and she had methamphetamines in her jeans. And she said, they're not mine. It's not mine. I got them from somebody else. So that went to court. And the activist Supreme Court judges of Washington State said that now, yeah, that counts. She's right. You can't just assume it's somebody's stuff, even when it's on them. And then declared all of our drug laws unconstitutional. So now they're letting go all the people in jail for drug offenses. An email went out to the Seattle Police Department saying that now they can't arrest people for possession anymore. And now it's going to be a free-for-all. So what's to stop somebody with a gun from saying, I swear, baby, it's not mine. What's to stop them with a stolen car saying, it's not mine. That's going to be the new defense for everything.
And it makes no sense. That's as asinine as like it's the thought process that my six-year-old would have, where if I caught her eating Oreos before dinner and I said, why are you eating Oreos? She'd have Oreos in her mouth at the very moment. She'd be like, I'm not eating Oreos. That is the mentality of what you're saying here. So I can have drugs on me. I can have a gun on me. No, it's not mine. And we're just supposed to believe it. I mean, this defies logic. So I guess my big question is everyone in Seattle stupid or I don't understand.
Well, a lot of them think, you see online on social media, they're posting how upset they are about all this and how they're venting about all this. And then they go, but I'll never vote for Republican. I'll never vote for a Libertarian. I only vote for Democrats. And that's being blinded by ideology. I mean, I come from a family where my parents worked on Reagan's campaign and they knew Geraldine Ferraro. It doesn't mean that just because you know one, you can't be friends with the other. It doesn't mean you can't vote for the other. But that's what's happening around here. And people said, oh, we want more common sense candidates in the last city council election. And they elected all the socialists across the board. That's who won. So things have only gotten worse and worse. And now the city council is talking about decriminalizing misdemeanors. So that means that there's not going to be any of these crimes anymore. No more petty theft. We have a huge homeless problem. That's the kind of crimes we're talking about. Crime rates have skyrocketed. So instead of counting them, now they'll say they're not crimes anymore.
It's bizarre to me. And I know that just to the south of you in Oregon, they've basically made all drugs legal. And I know in Seattle, there's been a huge problem with that as well. I was personally friends with one of the cast members of Deadliest Catch, who sadly passed away in December from drug overdose. And I know that throughout 2020, he struggled a great deal because of the lockdowns that Governor Inslee put in. They couldn't go to AA meetings. They couldn't go anywhere. We already know that the lockdowns have resulted in more overdoses in places like San Francisco. More people died of overdose in San Francisco during the lockdowns than people died of COVID. Why is there this attitude there that drugs are okay, guns are okay, nobody should be punished? I feel like Washington is becoming the anarchy state. And I feel that the more we allow that anarchy to happen, it becomes pervasive through the rest of the country. Is that what you're sensing as well?
100%. President Trump was 100% right when he declared Seattle and Portland anarchist jurisdictions. When you allow these anarchists who don't want President Biden in the White House any more than they want President Trump in the White House to control your city, to have an armed occupation of your city, to riot over 100 consecutive nights, I think it was 120 in Portland, in a row, who's running your city? They actually have the Seattle City Council standing shoulder to shoulder with these guys against the police. That's how bad it is. The anarchists are running our city. Some of them openly support Antifa. Some of them declare that they're members of Antifa. And it even gets worse than that. This goes all the way up to the governor. The governor ordered the same orders as Governor Cuomo, and nobody's talking about it. He actually bribed nursing care facilities, nursing home facilities, elderly care facilities with Medicare money to take COVID positive patients because they wanted hospital capacity. And when you go on the website to find out died from this, they say that there's data problems with the elderly care facilities. Can't imagine why that is.
Unbelievable. I'm no fan of Inslee either. He's part of the trifecta I can't stand. Cuomo, Inslee, and Newsom. They're my three favorites. The three horsemen of the apocalypse, I guess. I know that I believe earlier this week there was, when it came to the congressional hearings on the riots that happened on January 6th, I believe a reporter with Post Millennial was actually questioned by Maxine Waters about, like, well, is Antifa real? Is it real? From what we've seen, you guys have done some great coverage of this as other news organizations. Antifa has been having riots, not just during the Trump administration. They started doing them once again as soon as Biden took over. I know that throughout the Northwest, there's like Antifa soccer clubs. Antifa exists, but there is this belief system among the mainstream media and among liberals that this is just a figment of our imagination. This is what Republicans say to just be white supremacists. Antifa's not real. You're there on the streets. Tell us what's real and what's not real.
As you come down, look at all the broken windows, at the vandalized buildings, at the walls that are spray painted with Antifa graffiti, at the armed occupation that lasted for a month that was filled with Antifa literature. Members, guys with guns, dressed in black bloc. Yes, it is 100% real. They don't want to admit it's real because they gave these guys power. They left Discord, let them around the country, sow enough discontent that would help get Joe Biden elected. What they didn't realize was that afterwards, these people aren't going to go away. The night of the inauguration, they were rioting in Seattle against Biden and Harris. There was even graffiti that I saw that said, skin Biden and Harris. What's wrong with these people? It doesn't matter who's in office. They want the entire system gone. They want to overthrow the system. Now, people have trouble dealing with it because they don't think there's a central organization of it because it works a lot like terrorist cells. Each unit is independent, but they all get the same messaging. They're all in the same Facebook chats. You can see them planning these events on Facebook. So why hasn't Facebook been deplatformed? It wasn't Parler they were planning these things on.
So I guess the big question I have is, why is it so covered or hidden when it's Antifa? I mean, even when you ask people and you get in debates with hardcore liberals, they will tell you that there was more proof that white supremacists or Trump supporters have committed more crimes, committed more murders, committed more shootings than anyone who's ever been associated with Antifa. Why is it that Antifa is just so slick and smart that they're like, ah, yeah, we're just going to destroy stuff. We never kill anyone. I mean, what is it that they are getting such uneven coverage that, like, they're the safe normal guys, and it's those dumb Trump supporters that save the state or whatever, save the vote, whatever it was called. They're the ones who are committing all the crimes. Where is that? What's going on with the reporting there that we're not getting both sides?
Well, they don't want to cover it because they saw them as allies. They saw them as against Trump, against the Republicans. What they didn't realize is they're against the entire system. So they enabled them. It's a lot like the movie The Dark Knight, when the crime lords let the Joker go loose and then can't believe what they've unleashed on everybody. So they don't want to talk about it. Now that Donald Trump's out of office, they don't want to discuss that these guys are still rioting in cities like Seattle and Portland. They don't want to discuss this. And to your question about why aren't they tracking this, why aren't they counting this, I'm going to use another organization as an example, the ADL, right? The Anti-Defamation League. Now, they only seem to track white supremacist attacks against Jews. Now, I'm Jewish myself, and I wonder why they're doing that. So I actually gave them a call a while back to try and figure out their data tracking system. They only get these things if people report to them. So if you're a leftist organization, the things that people are going to report is white supremacist anti-Semitic attacks. They aren't reporting, like we saw last year in New York, the rash of attacks, the anti-Semitic attacks against Jews done by African Americans. So their data is naturally off, because they're not recording every incident that happens. So if you ask them, white supremacists are one of the biggest threats to the Jewish people, when actually, if you look at the FBI statistics, it's other minorities.
And, you know, that's interesting, too, because when it comes, I myself am Jewish as well. And I'm always very confused by that, because I've seen that you did a story just recently, too, how NBC had this show called Nurses that had scenes that were clearly anti-Semitic. We have a member of Congress, Ilhan Omar, who is clearly anti-Semitic. These people have said they want nothing to do with the Jews. They say derogatory things about Jews all the time, and it's completely overlooked. We only claim that it's white supremacists who hate the Jews. There's a whole bunch of people out there who hate the Jews, and I don't know why they only pick on this one sliver.
Because the rest are allies, and they don't want to mention that. They're going to promote Ilhan Omar, and they're going to demonize Marjorie Taylor Greene with her Jewish space lasers. It's complete hypocrisy. Ilhan Omar has said way worse things. Now, what Marjorie Taylor Greene said was dumb and stupid and horrible, but at the same time, Ilhan Omar has said so much worse stuff. What about Rashida Tlaib? What about AOC? They don't want to discuss any of that, because those are their allies and they never attack their allies.
What we really need to discuss is, why is it that it's always the crazy people who get elected to Congress?
Because who would run?
I know, because it's like, wow, could you be any crazier? Like, do you believe in Jewish space lasers? You're going to win. I mean, it is absolute insanity. But even so, even when we have Jewish members of Congress, people like Bernie Sanders, who wouldn't even agree that if he had won as president, that he would keep Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I'm very baffled by this, and how Bernie Sanders could sit there and align himself with Ilhan Omar. I'm baffled, aren't you?
Well, I kind of understand it after all these years. Just because you're Jewish doesn't mean you can't be an anti-Semite. Just because you're black doesn't mean you can't be a racist. Just because you're white doesn't mean you can't be a racist. Anybody is capable of being anything. And you look at a guy like Bernie Sanders, who went to a kibbutz in Israel that was run by Russia as a way to try and subvert the Israeli government. That's where he spent his time. That's why they don't discuss his time on kibbutzes in Israel, because they don't want to discuss where he actually was. And he was working for a foreign government and didn't even realize it. Plus, he was so lazy, he got kicked out of the kibbutz. You got to think about it that way.
Yeah, he's not my favorite either. Not at all. Not at all. Well, Ari, tell everyone where they can catch your articles and your great reporting.
Thanks. Appreciate that. You can find me over at thepostmillennial.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Ari Hoffman Official, on Twitter as The Hoff Father, and on Parler as Ari Hoffman.
Awesome. Well, keep up the great work. Keep up the amazing reporting. Thank you for keeping us informed for the things that the mainstream media just will not cover. And stay safe out there. I'm worried about you in Seattle. It seems like it's getting real crazy.
That's okay. I didn't take Kurt Cobain's advice. I got the gun. So we're okay.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right, you have a great day, Ari. That was a great interview. Really glad that we were able to have Ari on. All right, guess what? Mr. Potato Head no longer exists. Oh, yes, cancel culture has come for all of it. And I'm going to expose it all right after this.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off.
We stand here in defiance. We the makers. We the groundbreakers.
Call me by your name.
We defy what logic says we should look like, sound like, be like. Because to create the future,
must defy the logic of the past. We must defy logic.
Traditional TV is dead. YouTube sucks. You can't make any money there. And Netflix and Hulu are expensive. Plus, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are always censoring the voices you want to hear. So what's the solution? Grab It TV. It's TV how you want it, when you want it. Just find a show and grab it. Watch when you want. Free to watch, free from censorship. Want to watch now? Go to grabit.com. Want a show on Grab It? Go to grabit.com. Grab It TV. It's the future of TV. I'd be the man. T-Swift better be real careful, because that song of hers is going to get her canceled real, real soon. Because you know what? There are no genders anymore. Oh, yes. We're going to do a fun segment on canceled.
Canceled.
I'm scared.
Oh, you should be scared. You should be scared. Okay, first up, everyone's favorite topic, Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head are no more. Because we can't have those pesky gender roles. No, now there's just going to be Potato Head. Now, you can still make it a Mr. Potato Head, or you can make it a Mrs. Potato Head. We're just not going to use those glorifying terms of gender. Because gender's bad. And no one should have a gender. And it's gotten so bad that it's not just Hasbro and its wokeism with the stupid Mr. Potato Head. In California, they are actually looking at a bill right now that would fine retailers $1,000 for having separate sections for boys' clothes and girls' clothes, boys' toys and girls' toys. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. The person who wrote the bill says one of his staffers claimed their daughter wanted an item in the boys' section but felt slighted because she felt the toy was designed for a boy child. That's such BS. Can I just call it out? Can I just call it like it is? Because I've got two girls, and one of their favorite toys is a boy toy. It's called Magic Tracks because they like to make the cars go on the racetrack. My girls like to play Legos. They like to play whatever. Who cares? Who cares? Why do we have to get rid of gender so much? Why? Well, we've got the Equality Act in the House, right? They just passed that. It sounds like it's real nifty. But let me just give you a little insight about the Equality Act. The Equality Act says that whatever you identify as, you are, and we must respect it. So if you're a white man who all of a sudden decides they want to be a black woman, that's what you are. Oh, great. Everybody's Rachel Dozel now. Everybody. Remember, she's the crazy white lady who's like, I'm an African-American. And everyone back then, like 5 years ago, was like, ha, 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 she's so ridiculous. Now everyone's like, she's our poster child. She's the answer. It is insane. Coca-Cola. Y'all know how much I love my Diet Coke. Whoop. I love Diet Coke. But Coke this week decided to tell its staffers in a training seminar that you need to try to be less white. That's right. Take your ugly whiteness and get rid of it because it's nasty. They said that in order to combat racial discrimination, you need to try to be less white. What does that mean? I'm so glad you asked. So this is how you be less white. Be less arrogant. Be less certain. Be less defensive. Be more humble. Listen. Believe. Break with apathy. And break with white solidarity. Huh. Interesting. The only arrogant, totally certain people I know are elitist Democrats like Newsom and Pelosi. They're white. Maybe they got something here. I don't know. You know, then Coke was like challenged. Like, so is this your deal? Like, you don't want your employees to be white? You want everyone to be ashamed of their ethnicity now? Is that what is it? You're supposed to be ashamed of who you are? And they're like, no, this isn't a part of our learning curriculum. We're just trying to be more woke. There's that wokeism just rearing its ugly head once again. I'm so sick to death of anyone and everything that wants to be woke, because you're not woke at all. You're discriminatory. But you know what? Woke culture, it just won't stop, because guess what they're coming for now? The movie Grease. You know, Grease, you're the one that I want. You're the one that I want. Yet no one wants it anymore. Because see, the new generation, those wonderful Gen Z kids, they watched Grease and they were appalled. They say, why aren't there any same-sex couples in this movie? A movie that's portraying the 1950s that was made like in the 70s? Gee, I wonder. But they want it canceled. They're also like, ugh, not only is it homophobic, it slut shames because Rizzo had sex and got pregnant and they shamed her. Okay, but when Governor Cuomo asks a woman to play strip poker and says, take a look at my cigar box from Bill Clinton, that's totally okay. I'm so confused. So confused. And then, you know, we hear a lot about how Republicans and conservatives believe so many conspiracy theories. But the fact of the matter is that the left believes in a lot of conspiracy theories. There's this basketball player. His name's Kyrie. And Kyrie Irving, right? That's his last name. Thank you, Spence. He's a flat earther. He doesn't believe the earth is round. He's like, that Mars rover, it's not in Mars. It's in a, you know, green screen studio where they make Star Wars. That's who this guy is. Well, he's got a problem with the NBA symbol. See, that's not the NBA symbol right now. Let's show the NBA symbol right now. Oh, it's red, white, and blue. And there's this shape of some white dude with a basketball. His name's Jerry West. Couldn't tell you. Did he play like in the 40s or something? A long time ago, Spencer says. Okay. Well, this is offensive because as Kyrie said, Black Kings made basketball, so we think it should be who? None other than Kobe. Now, I know everybody loves Kobe and he died in a car crash and all that, but I do have to ask a question. What's Me Too going to do about this? Because remember that whole rape allegation? Oh, are we not supposed to talk about that? Because Kobe's an American hero. Oh, see, I'm so confused. I get confused. When does sexual assault matter? When do we believe women? God, when is the earth flat and when is the earth round? I don't know. It's so hard to be woke. No one told you how hard it is to be woke and how hard it is to virtue signal all day long. It's hard work. You know what else is hard work? Building a digital TV station from scratch. But that's what me and Spence and April Becker and a few other great people have done here with GrabIt.com. It's a digital TV station where you can watch great shows like a new show that's debuting tonight that all my Nevadans are gonna love. It's called State of the State. Take a look.
Yeah, I mean, it's slam and jam part two. This week on State of the State, we uncover what went wrong with Nevada unemployment with State Senator Keith Pickard.
I mean, it was the perfect storm. If they had just issued paper checks, they have to demonstrate their ID first.
Plus, the power panel gets in on the debate.
Oh, I think it's utter failure. The governor has done a shoddy job.
We underfund anything that has to do with government.
Put the politics down, ladies and gentlemen. And start leading.
And we dig into death with dignity.
It shouldn't be called death with dignity. It's doctor prescribed suicide.
Plus Harry Reid Airport. Is it a good thing or bad?
This is not the time to put somebody's name on an airport that may have said one or two things that were maybe a little sketchy in the past.
Yes, he has. Google it. It's State of the State, a show about Nevada for Nevadans. Tune in Friday night on GrabIt TV.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited about it. I know politics can be boring, but we don't really ever know what's going on with our Nevada politicians. We don't ever get to hear from everyday Nevadans who are working hard to try to change these laws. And that's what the show is dedicated to. And it always is bipartisan. We will never have all of one party on the show at one time. We will always have both sides because I truly believe that that's important. You know, so many times we talk about censorship in this show. So many times we talk about the fake wokeism. So many times we talk about how we're being canceled. Well, you know what? That's why we built this, because it's time that if we want something to change, we stand up and change it. So we created a digital TV station to be the change. And so we really do need your support. So please go Go to grabit.com and subscribe. It's completely free. You can watch all of our shows for free. Go to the Facebook page and like it and tell others, because this is how we win the war: with information, with truth, with facts. It's so important. And I thank you guys so much for your support. We're going to do some great, great things here in the weeks and months to come. I guess I create TV shows now. That's my new job. No longer running for Congress, just creating good old TV and information. And well, why am I doing it? Because gosh darn it, someone had to. All right, that is it for the Michelle Mortensen Show today. Be sure to tune in on Monday when we're going to talk about whatever the heck Donald Trump talked about it. Republican Comic Con. And why the flu has just disappeared. Doesn't exist anymore. I got the stats. It's crazy. So I will see you next time.